So I'm here with Rona Kadich, producer and DJ from Alice Springs. Do you want to just start off by introducing yourself and a bit about your musical and personal background?
Yeah, well, my actual name is Rona Glynn-McDonald, but I release music under the project Rona, all caps with a dot at the end. Don't miss the dot.
Love that.
My family always like, oh, that black dot at the end. It's very funny. I grew up on Aruna country in Mbantwa, Alice Springs. My family are from a place called Ilinjau, which is 400 kilometres north of Alice, up the Stuart Highway on Kadich country. And I've been moving between Melbourne and Mbantwa Alice Springs for the last 10 years. But recently headed back home, not going anywhere now other than down here in Sydney for today. And I write and produce electronic music. I've had a few seasons in life, although I'm 29. It feels like I've lived many lives so far. And this current season I'm in is all about sharing stories on my own terms through music.
Mm-hmm. So you've really like emerged as a force in electronic music, and you've blended like this like club rhythm with like desert country soundscapes and your indigenous heritage. How did growing up between those worlds sort of influence your work as an artist?
Yeah, I think as a black fella growing up, you often feel like you are living between two worlds. And I often describe it as, it feels like I'm living between hundreds of worlds. You know, yeah. There's these microcultures everywhere across this continent. But growing up in the desert and the beautiful country where there's expansive skies and blue sky every day, I feel like that energy comes out in my music and really is drawn from soundscapes. Like I spend a lot of time out bush recording with my Zoom, whether it's sounds of birds or water or just the energy of the ground itself. And that's always a layer in my tracks, whether you can hear it audibly or it's sitting within the tracks and the energy that I'm sharing through it. And as a young person, I went off to the desert. I went off to the city, to Nam, when I was 17. And I was at university and I started to become a little bit of a club rat. And I think that was my first foray into electronic music, you know.
Yeah.
In the desert, I'd been playing folk music in a band. I'd also played in orchestras and as a 17-year-old, going to the club, it really like expanded my whole world. I became obsessed with synthesizers and I saw how people could craft the most amazing journeys through music production, through electronic music. You can build a room towards this catharsis, towards this energy release through building tension and then opening it back up. It's such a powerful way to tell stories and bring people together. And that's what I've started to explore in my music is, I guess, this electronic world that, you know, growing up in the desert, no one listens to electronic music. It's like country, it's Western, it's R&B, it's hip hop.
Yeah.
Electronic music was not part of the vocab. Like still even today, my nana's like, what's that doof doof music? I don't understand it. Which, you know, that's shifting. I think now as young people have more access to, you know, the internet and all different forms of music and TikTok, like things are really changing and more people are listening to electronic music now in the desert. But growing up, there was nothing. So it was really the club rat era of my life that brought this into the fold for me.
So like musically, I mean, I guess you've already kind of touched on it, but like, how did you come to like mix? How do you mix those musical elements? Like what's the process like for that?
The process for me changes a lot, but for me at the moment, the way that I write is really about starting from story. So I'll be experiencing something in life, whether, you know, this new track Show Me explores for me like this moment as a young person when I'm looking at the future and trying to think about what my next moves are and how we might reimagine just liberated futures. Where do we go? And sitting there out on country, I was like, well, we need to follow our ancestors. And I sat there and, you know, the song really explores that moment of confusion as a young person of knowing what your next steps need to be and really turning towards your lineage and the knowledge that your ancestors hold, whoever you are, to really guide the way. And the way that that song unfolded, it was a vocal line. And, you know, I was singing in the morning. It was a crisp desert morning, blue skies. It was beautiful. It was cold. I opened up the windows to the house, the bush house I was at, and just started recording the birds. And the birds became a part of that track. As I was singing to them, the birds were in it. And then I had a synth and the synth came in. So I think like that blending just comes naturally based off what I'm drawn to. But starting from place and starting from the energy of the story really is, I guess, where it starts and how I hope it comes across.
You released your new single, Show Me, which blends a lot of like natural soundscapes with electronic production. What story are you trying to tell with the single? And what does it mean to you? And how, in a genre that doesn't necessarily rely on lyrics or words, do you approach storytelling?
So this song, I guess, is the start of a journey and a new era of music for me. It sounds pretty different to the things that I've released before. And it really started, I guess, it was talking about futurism, but then also, I guess, for me, this response to the contemporary race to space, which is colonial as all hell, you know, Elon Musk wants to go to Mars. All these billionaires are like, let's go. All these fellas want to go to Mars. And I just think it's absolutely absurd. Mm. For me, as a young black fella, I'm like, everything we need for our future, I believe, is on country. And we have everything that we need to heal our communities and heal ourselves. And we shouldn't be looking beyond. We should be looking within in terms of our future. So this whole EP starts to tell that journey. And for this song, Show Me, it's really about that beginning of that journey of how do we reckon with where we are and where we should go, and how do we listen to our ancestors and the calls that they have to be able to shape futures that are just, that protect country, that center healing and collective care. So, you know, trying to create that in the production came through, you know, the vocals. You can hear the vocals. Some of it's clear, but then some of it is not clear. It's gibberish. It's confusion, and trying to feel that energy of that confusion, I think, is important before we find our way to the future.
Mm. And you've accompanied this single with an incredible music video, which really extends the narrative through the like powerful visuals. What was the creative process behind that?
So I had a vision before actually starting it. I, you know, before the song was even written, I was thinking about this futurism concept and building from Afrofuturism, which has been going on for decades, right? Sun Ra started music decades ago, like it literally like in the 60s, 70s, that was about Afrofuturism. And we have Black Futurism here. And I wanted to talk and explore, I guess, using space elements. Like you can see in the music video, there's like mob dressed up in spacesuits. Yeah. Like, and people look at it and they're like, oh, this is on Mars. It's like, no, the future is here. Like when we think about the future, it's not out there in the cosmos. The future is here. So trying to like draw in the elements that we often think of when we think of Star Wars, or we think of, you know, these stories that are outside our world. It's like, actually, we are the space and we are the future. So I had the vision of the spacesuits, and I also knew I really wanted to bring in my cousin's incredible orb work, Carmen Glyn Braun, who's been making these orbs that represent the planets and the energy that we hold. So knew those things I wanted, and I needed to find someone crazy enough to help me with this vision. And I yarned to dear friend and family member Tyson Perkins, who is an incredible filmmaker and cinematographer, and he's as mad as me and decided to embark on this journey. You know, there's it's so hard to make a music video. Yeah. Like, you have no money and you're trying to make something incredible with, you know, just the community you have around you. And he rose to the challenge and brought in his own flair as well. And I said I wanted these things. I wanted spacesuits and I wanted the orb. And, you know, you can do the rest. And that's where we landed, was this music video. And there's more to come. There's more music videos coming.
So Show Me is just the first taste in a forthcoming EP. What can we expect from the rest of the EP? And what are you most excited or maybe even nervous for people to experience when listening to it?
Oh, that is such a good question, Anthea.
Thanks.
There's 6 tracks. Mm-hmm. It's long. Yeah. It's really long. It feels like a really long EP. It's taken me a long time to write this. It's been a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like years before that procrastinating it, because I just wanted to put everything into this EP. And I feel like I have.
Yeah.
Every song is completely different. There's like electro tracks. There's prog tracks. There's quite an ambient track. There is this track you've heard, which I don't even know what genre to put it in, to be honest. But I'm excited. Every song builds on this story about the future that I believe is all here within us on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I'm scared about, okay, the next single, I do a lot of singing, like singing.
Really?
It's a bit different.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really different to every other Rona track. So I'm not, like, I'm excited to let it out into the universe and just give it away to everyone out there and see how you respond. But it's a bit different, so I'm a bit curious about how you're going to take it.
Interesting. Well, your work is all about empowering Indigenous art and culture. How would you like to see this celebration of culture continued through the work of other Australian artists?
I hope that people are able to resonate with how this body of work really like builds on legacy. Like, I think it's really important that when we create art, we know about the histories and legacies that we're drawing from. And I think this, you know, building from the Afrofuturism movements and Black Futurism movements, it's a continuation of that legacy. And I think in terms of incorporating, you know, our cultural identities and histories and exploring futures, got to know the past to be able to respond in the present
and
look towards the future. And I think when we wrap all those three things together, there's so much power in it when you are able to create from a place that respects the past and the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just such an important practice, and I hope that people feel that as well as are able to like continue to unapologetically create on their own terms. And I think I've really done that. I've just been like, I'm going to do this. We're going to make it happen. And I think like, don't, you know, for people who create, we have to know that our creations have no bounds, but that contribution to the canon is important. The canon of art, whether that's in music or any other creative practice, knowing where you contribute on the canon.
Yeah. Well, you've had like this year long process. Was there any like turning point within it, or like any like light bulb moment of like, oh, I want to do this, or like, I'm going to go in a completely different direction? Or
yeah, I think that it's interesting. You start with the intention for something and things unfold and these motifs come up without you realizing them. There's this silver sphere that has become a bit of a motif that you'll see as the creative for this EP comes out.
Yeah,
it's just this ball, and I don't even know how it happened. It's just like I was buying things. I was just buying things for the shoot, and I was like, I was looking for things that would help like bring space to
like
life.
Like a futuristic,
vibe. Things.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the vibe? And I was like, okay, it's silver.
Yeah.
It's a planet. It's a ball. It's like this drop of water. And I just randomly bought these balls, like these silver balls.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, well, we might need the props. We're in Alice Springs. We have nothing. Like, let's just buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just became this thing. Like, it just, this silver planet became this thing.
Yeah.
And it's become like this this logo that will be released. And it's this whole kind of tie into everything. And it represents many things. It can represent anything you want it to be. But for me, it represents, I guess, the source, or like water, the things that we need to flourish in our lives in the future, the thing that we need to protect, which is country and climate. And yeah. So I don't know if anyone else is going to see that, but that's how I see it.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and speaking with me. I can't wait to hear the rest
thank
of the EP.
You.
I'm super keen.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to hear it. Thanks for
having
me on.
Thank you.